And Ja'Kari Smith jumping for the Trojans. There's the tip, and it's controlled as it goes out of bounds. So it should go over to Park, I would think, as they knocked it out of bounds. So it will be the Panthers to inbound from the sidelines. It'll be Robinson. Now we got a discussion going on as to where it should be inbounded. They get it into Becker, back to Robinson. He throws it across court to Cam Becker. They go inside to Moss. Moss puts it up and scores. So Jackson Moss with the first two of the game as the Trojans will inbound. And it'll be Roby taking it up for the Trojans. He'll pass it over to Lockhart. Now it's knocked out of bounds. And we'll see who it remains with. They're going to say it stays with the Trojans. So it'll be Roby to inbound again. Roby for the Trojans. Trying to get it into somebody. Finally does. Gets it into Smith. Almost taken away. Now comes passed over to McLeod. Now here's a three-pointer that's air ball. No good. Moss with the rebound. Gets it up to Robinson right away. Then it's taken away as they double team. But then Moss gets it back. Becker scores. Cole Becker from Jackson Moss to make it 4-0. As they get it up quickly to Smith. Smith with the basketball now. Pulls up, shoots. Can't get it to go. Hits the ring. But the rebound goes to... And here comes Moss as he has it knocked away, but Gwynn will put it in. And it will not count because Moss was fouled. So that last shot was taken by Sertan at the other end for the Trojans. And an air ball. Moss at the line. And we've had him many times. He can be hot or he can be cold. First one up is good. Makes it 5-0. Racine Park. Second one up, a line drive is no good. Rebound to Roby, and Roby will walk it up for the Trojans. Passes over to Smith, back to Roby. Trying to find someone to get it to. He's guarded by Robinson. Still has it. Roby now driving, putting up a shot. That is no good. Rebound. Becker gets it. Cam Becker. And they throw it down to Isaiah Robinson. Back to Gwynn. Gwynn drives inside. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Comes back. Comes back to the Park Panthers. And Jackson Moss puts up the rebound after it was slapped away from a Trojan to make it 7-0. Count the basket. And checking in for the first time is Fenner, Rashad Fenner. So Moss at the line for one, hits it, makes it 8-0, Racine Park. And Roby will walk it up. Roby with the basketball. Now passes over to Lockhart. Lockhart gives it back to Roby. Now it's passed over to Fenner. Fenner on the drive. Throws it across court. And McLeod. Now here's a three-pointer that's no good by Lockhart, and the rebound to Cam Becker. Puts it into the hands of Zari Gwynn. Zari Gwynn with the basketball now. Being hounded. Almost a reach in there. Now Zari Gwynn comes in. Oh! Zari Gwynn with the one-handed stuff to make it 10-0. And the Tech Trojans call a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball on DG Sports.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
All right, back to live action here. 15-16 to go in our first half. It's 10-0 Park with the lead, Racine Park. And it'll be Roby to inbound. And he inbounds to McCain. And McCain got it back to Roby. And now it's passed over to McLeod. Now it's in the corner to Roby again on the wing. And Roby pulls it back out. Now they give it up. To Roby, had it. And we got a foul coming up. Think this will go against Park. It'll be on Zari Gwynn, his first. Team first. So at the line for two, first one up is good. And that's Fenner. Fenner with the, so he'll get the second now. Second one up by Fenner's also good to make it 10-2. 14:45 to go in our first half. Robinson with the basketball, drives all the way down. Now pulls up for a three. That's short, airballed. Moss tries to save it, and it goes right into the hands of McLean. Now from the corner, an airball. Put back up, no good. And the rebound to Cam Betker. Gives it to Moss. Moss coming all the way down, pulls up, shoots. He airballed it. And the rebound to Roby. Coming down quickly, passed over to Fenner. Fenner gives it back to McLeod. And now they go on the wing to Fenner. And then Fenner throws it across court to Roby. Now they give it back to McLeod. And taken away by Robinson, trying all the way to come down, and it's knocked out of bounds. Oh, and they're going to say, all right, they got the signal wrong. It's, oh, it was knocked out. Ooh, it was knocked out by the Trojans. And they gave it to the Trojans. So not a good call there as the Trojans bring it across. Roby had it. Now gives it up to McCain. Now the spin move, the shot up is no good. And a rebound to Gwynn. Down to Isaiah Robinson. To Moss. And Moss scores to make it 12-2. But here comes the Trojans quickly up there. And scoring is Fenner. Fenner on the coast-to-coast layup for the Trojans. We're at 13 minutes to go in our first half. 12-4 is our score. Park Panthers with the lead. Make it 15-4 on the three-pointer by Isaiah Robinson. So the Trojans walk it up. This time it's Fenner that brought it across. Fenner now brings it all the way back out on top. Trying to find somebody. Throws it over to McCain. Now they go down low to Fenner. Fenner's turnaround is good. His turnaround hook shot is good to make it 15-6. As Isaiah Robinson will walk it up at the 12-minute mark. Robinson throws it over to Betker. Now they go down low to Moss. Moss with the reverse layup, that's no good. And here comes the Trojans with it. Driving all the way down and scoring. And that was Lockhart on the coast-to-coast layup by the Trojans to make it 15-8. Moss will bring it across. Throws it over to Cam Betker. Cam Betker gets it back to Isaiah Robinson, who spin move. Now gives it to the other Betker for three. No good by Cole Betker. And here comes the Trojans running with it again. Now it's taken away. Taken away, and it goes into the hands of Cam Betker, and he gives it up to Zari Gwynn. 11:25 to go. Moss on the wing with it. Gives it back to Isaiah Robinson at the top of the key. Now they go to the other wing. That three-pointer's airballed by Cam Betker. And the rebound comes down to Fenner. Fenner on the drive. Puts up the shot. That's no good. A little short. Moss with the rebound. And Robinson will walk it up. We're under 11 to play now in the first half. 15-8. Park with the lead. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good. By Cole Betker, and once again, the rebound goes over to the Trojans, and Fenner has it. Gave it up to McCain. Now it comes back to Roby. Now taken away by Cole Betker, all the way down and scores. Cole Betker steal and scores to make it 17-8. Park with the lead, and we're under 11 to play. Roby takes it across the timeline. 10:20 to go in our first half. Pass goes over to Lockhart. Now goes back on the wing to Roby. Trying to drive inside, penetrate, and does. Puts up the floater. That is good. Floater's good by Fenner. And now they caught him sleeping. And Cole Betker scores again to make it 19-10. So Fenner with the basketball, gave it up then. Now Fenner has it again for the Trojans. Gives it up to Roby. Roby driving, goes out on the wing. Oh, now taken away by Isaiah Robinson. He'll come down and he'll score. Isaiah Robinson scores to make it 21-10. Park with the lead, 9:20 to go in our first half. Here comes the Trojans now. Pass goes over to Fenner. Fenner reversed, put the ball behind his back, put up a layup that's no good, and here comes the Panthers running with a three-pointer, no good by Isaiah Robinson. And we got a foul coming up.
Dick, a score update in that Prairie Salaam game. Prairie's up 56-51 with just about a minute to go.
Wow, okay. So that foul was on Moss. His first, team second. So here comes the Trojans with it. As Roby brought it across the timeline, now gives it up to McLeod. And McLeod wants nothing to do with it. As he gave it up He gave it up to Ingram, who's in now. Now we got a timeout call. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. And tell you that the winner of this game gets the winner of Greendale and Martin Luther, who's playing currently at this time.
Both schools in the city of Greendale, about 5 minutes from each other. So big rivalry. Cool that they get to play each other in the playoffs.
Yep.
Bradley Tech has to stop trying to force the passes across the court.
Yes.
Park lives and dies off of that all year long. And that's something that Tech really has to stop doing if they want to win tonight.
All right, 21-10 is our score. Park with the lead. And they'll inbound it to Fenner. Fenner passes over to McLeod on the wing. Then they come inside to Fenner, and he scores. Nice play by Fenner as he put up that left-handed layup. Here's Robinson now with the basketball, driving down in the corner. Boettcher for three, hits it. Cam Boettcher with the three-pointer. They make it 24-12. 8 minutes to go in our first half. As Roby brought it across. Throws it across court to Fenner. Then they throw it back out on top to McCain. McCain now went in the corner to Fenner. And then Fenner throws it across to McCain. Now pull-up shot is good. Pull-up shot by Roby is good from about 8 feet to make it 24-14. 7:25 to go in our first half. Now they go in the corner to Boettcher. Then he goes inside to Moss. Moss couldn't get the bunny to go. And the rebound comes down to the Trojans. Trojans with the basketball. Roby looked like he was going to try to penetrate and then pulled it back out. Now goes across court to McCain. Now McCain gives it up to Roby. Roby with the basketball. Being guarded by Freeman. Jacob Freeman in there now for the Park Panthers. Along with the two Boettcher brothers. Robinson, now taken away by Cole Boettcher, and they go down low to Moss. Thought they had him, and no, knocked off of Jackson Moss, they're going to say. So it'll go back to the Trojans. 6:33 to go in our first half. 24-14 is our score. Racine Park with the lead. Try and advance to play the winner of Martin Luther and Greendale. And if Park wins, it'll be here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Now here's the Trojans. Driving and pulling it back out. Taken away. Oh, taken away by Jackson Moss for a one-handed stuff to make it 26-14. Park with that lead as the Trojans bring it across. It was Fenner. Shot up, no good, but they get it back. Shot up again, no good. Next one, no good. Four tries they had. Now comes in to Robinson. He's going to try to go all the way down. Drives, can't get it to go. Put back, no good by Freeman. Next one by Freeman, no good. Next one by Moss, no good. And finally, the Trojans come down with it. So they had four tries, the Panthers did. Count that basket. As they played that well, the Trojans. And count the basket by McLeod as he'll go to line to try to convert a three-point play. First time tonight for Tristan. Now they're talking about it. John Purdy talking to the other official about it. As Casey Robbins wanted a clarification, on how it was a foul. There's the shot, no good. Rebound to Moss. So the free throw was no good, so it's still a 10-point lead for the Park Panthers. We're at 5:25 to go in our first half. Across court to Moss. Then they go inside to Betker. He gives it back to Moss. Then it's taken away. Taken away. Sloppy play again by Park on that time. Reverse layup is good by McLeod to make it 26-18. 8-point lead now for Park as they get it into Moss. Moss puts up the bunny. No good as it hit the ring. Rebound to McCain, and then he gave it up. Now on the drive, let's see what we're going to have a foul called. Looks like they're going to call it on. They're going to call it on Cole Betker, his first, team fourth. So two shots here. First one up is good by Roby. He'll get the second, 26-19. So again, this is what Dylan and I talked about. As they come back, they've cut it to six on two sloppy offensive sets by the Park Panthers, just trying to throw it down low with Trojans there. Now Robinson at the top of the key, gives it to Moss, then they go down on the wing, then back to Moss, then inside to Freeman, who can't get it to go. Next one up is good. Next one's good by Jackson Moss after Jacob Freeman missed the... And he'll go to the line to try to convert the three-point play. He's two for three, 28-20 Park with the lead. Checking back in now, Zari Gwynn for Cam Betker. So Mott's at the line, 4:32 to go. His free throw up is no good, and the rebound comes down to McCain. He puts it into the hands of Fenner. Fenner jitterbugging his way inside, puts up a shot that's no good, and they're going to call another foul on the Park Panthers. That foul's on Moss, his second, team fifth. So Fenner will be at the line, 4-2. He's two for two. He can cut it to six again. Takes his time. First one up is good. Shooter's touch.
Dick, we have our first final of the night. Prairie advances to tomorrow night with a 58-53 win in the second round of action.
Congratulations. They'll play for a regional championship tomorrow night. We'll let you know at halftime who they'll be playing, the winner of what game. Second one up is good by Fenner. Makes it a 6-point deficit again, 28-22. As Robinson brings it across, as Juan Eastland is in now for the Park Panthers. Now they go down low to DeLeon, who's in. Now here's a three-pointer, no good. And they tried to save it, the Trojans. Robinson now gave it to Betker. Now Betker goes to Zari Gwynn. And they're going to get Zari Gwynn, I think, for the player control foul. Yep. That's his second, team six. So checking back in will be Cole Betker for Zari Gwynn. And we got a timeout being called. It's just a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here. And the Prairie School will play the winner of Clinton and Deerfield. Site to be determined based on who wins that game between Clinton and Deerfield.
Prairie will be having to do a good amount of travel tomorrow for that one.
Well, it depends. If Clinton upsets Deerfield, it would be at the Prairie School.
That'd be cool for Coach Jason Atanasoff.
Yep. So again, once again, playing the larger schools pays dividends for the Prairie School Hawks. All right. McLeod to inbound. To Roby. Now in the corner to McLeod. Now across court. Driving inside, putting it up. Is Fenner, and he can't get it to go, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. As that big lead goes away. So Fenner at the line for two. He's 4 for 4. Make it 5 for 5 with the shooter's touch. And we don't have a number two that came in for the Trojans. Second one's no good. It hits the ring. And a rebound to Eastland. He'll put it into the hands of Robinson. 5-point lead. 3:20 to go in our first half. 5-point lead for the Park Panthers. Now they go to Betker on the wing. He goes down low. Trying to score and putting it up, and they'll call a foul. So DeLeon will go to line to shoot two. It'll be his first time at the line. That foul's on McCain, his first, team fourth. So DeLeon at the line, 4-2. First one up is good, all net, beautiful. Makes it 29-23, 3:10 to go. Second one up, also good. So make it 30-23 now, 7-point lead. Roby with the basketball, passes it over to McLeod. Now taken away by Robinson. All the way down, he tried to put it up, and they'll call the foul. And Isaiah will go to line to shoot two. And that foul's on Roby. His third, team fifth. So Robinson at the line, 4-2. First one up is good. So he's 1 for 1, 31-23. Second one up, also good. Make it 32-23 now, 9-point lead now again for the Park Panthers. 2:50 to go, almost over and back by Roby. Now he went across court to Fenner and then back to Roby. Now Fenner puts up a wild shot that's no good, and Betker with the rebound, Cam Betker. And he gave it to Eastland, and then they give it to Robinson. Then they go to Cole Betker on the wing. Now they go inside. Wild shot put up by DeLeon. Not a good, ill-advised shot, I would say. Now here comes Fenner the other way and scores. Fenner with the basket to make it 32-25. 2 minutes to go. 2 minutes to go in our first half. Now they go to Betker on the corner. His three-pointer's no good, but they get it back out, and Robinson puts up a three that's in and out, no good. And here comes the Trojans. They're not going away for our listeners. 32-25. They pass it across court to Fenner. Down to 1:35 to go in our first half. Well, they go across court to Roby. Now they give it across on the wing to Fenner, and then he goes across court. That three is good. Three-pointer's good. Three-pointer by Roby's good to make it 32-28. It's been a long time since the Trojans only trailed by four. Now they go in the corner. Now here's a three-pointer that's no good by Eastland. But Robinson takes it away. Can't get it to go. Betker puts it up and no good. Rebound to Fenner. Here comes the Trojans. Fenner all the way down in the corner. The three-pointer is no good by Roby. And with 34 seconds to go, the Panthers will probably play for one here. Robinson with the basketball. Passes across court to Eastland. Eastland now goes across to Robinson. Now to Betker. Almost lost by Eastland. Now Robinson loses it. Coming all the way down, putting it up and scoring is Fenner once again. And that's the end of our first half of play with our score. Racine Park 32, Milwaukee Bradley Tech Trojans 30. We'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake-based filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
We stream wherever you are. You never have to miss a game. Listen to our coverage live and subscription-free on the Mixler app.
All right, thanks, Dylan, for that. We're at halftime, 32-30. Park with the lead. We'll get Dylan's impressions, first of all. Park with that big lead and got very, very careless with the basketball, very sloppy.
Yeah, definitely, you know, this is a game where going up and down the floor, you might even give the nod to Bradley Tech. They may have a little more athleticism. The one thing I will say about Park is they're finding a way to continually get the steals, continually find those passing lanes that Bradley Tech is trying to make and cut those off directly at the point of action. So that's something that they are doing well, but it's shown so far that it's not enough to get the job done.
No, and if they want to, I can tell you this, if they win tonight and would play like that tomorrow against either Greendale or Martin Luther, probably Martin Luther, they could be upset.
Absolutely. And that's the magic of sports, you know, seedings, records, none of that matters. You still have to play the game, and if you don't play a clean game, there's opportunity for you to, you know, trip up, not perform the right way, not perform to your full abilities. You take a team lightly, that's the type of thing that could happen. So I'm sure Casey Robbins has a lot to say to that Racine Park team as they are only up by two. As I almost said trail because it feels like they're trailing.
Yes. Yep.
They're just not playing that well.
And once again, as Dylan Dooley reported, the Prairie School defeated Salaam, so they advanced to the regional final, and they will play the winner of the number 7-seeded Clinton against they're playing the number 2 Deerfield. You, again, if you go by seeding, you would think that's what Dylan's talking about, that the Prairie School's got a long travel ahead of them if they got to go to Deerfield. But if Clinton would win, that game would be at the Johnson Athletic Center. So we'll see how that plays out. But that, I won't really call that an upset, but they did beat the number 3 seed. They were the 6th seed. So, as Dylan said, you still got to play the game. Anything can happen.
Yeah, Dick, I also have a score update here. Joey Olson, friend of the program, PA announcer over for Waterford. They're up 37-22 at halftime over Pius.
Okay.
So, nice little 15-point bubble there. Going into the second half, and I'm sure that lead will only continue to grow as they progress through the game.
All right, and again, Park here had, I think their biggest, they were up by 14, they were up by 14 or 15, but then they started getting sloppy with the basketball, and here comes the Trojans back. And again, the Trojans play very tough competition playing in that city conference.
Yeah. You know, no team in the city conference is truly that bad till you get to the very, very bottom. There's a few that, wow, you know, talent may not be there, whatever. But you can't take any city school lightly, especially come playoff time. Nobody wants to go home. This team has 8 or 9 seniors. I don't remember how many I counted, but they only have a roster of 12 players. So you figure 8 of them are seniors. Well, that's only 4 kids that aren't seniors. So they clearly want to win tonight and continue their road. Nobody wants their season and career at the high school level to end.
Well, we'll see what happens when the Park Panthers come out. They built a 10-0 lead right off the bat, and they extended that to where they had comfortable leads of anywhere between 8 and 10 points for most of the first half. And with about 4 minutes to go in the first half, that's when it all broke loose with the sloppy passes, you know, the short shots inside. You know, if you're going to put up a 3-5-footer, you got to go up strong.
Yep.
You can't.
You're going up very sloppily and forcing turnovers. And so trying to find a few more scores for teams that we cover. One that's in the conference we cover, Franklin. They're only up 9 at halftime on Kenosha Tremper.
Okay.
So that's two Southeast Conference teams. Nothing else really in our teams we cover yet.
Well, again, hopefully we'll get a score yet from Racine Lutheran at their gym and also at the St. Catherine's Gymnasium for those two games.
All right, so I do have another final that has implications for this one. Greendale 79, Martin Luther 62. So a 17-point win for the Greendale Panthers, and they'll face the winner of this one tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we'll see now if... And again, we'll let you know at the end of the game here. We think we know what we're doing tomorrow, but we'll have to get finalization of those two games. We hope to be at either St. Catharines or Racine Lutheran. It could be either one. As long as one of those two wins, that's the game we'll cover. They both win, it will be at Racine St. Catharines. And again, that tip-off again will be at 7 p.m. So Parker's back on the floor taking their warm-up shots. The Trojans are still in the locker room. They have not returned yet. So we'll see what adjustments were made by Coach Robbins. And again, if they're victorious tonight, we will have him on our post-game show. And again, that will consist of our player of the game, our third team from the all-broadcast team, and we'll also update you if we have final scores on the teams in our area.
I'm surprised Terry Toll hasn't given you an update at all for St. Catharines.
And I've been looking, but he has not shown anything.
I checked ScoreStream and Twitter for either one of those two.
And they're neither one of them.
Nothing.
Yeah. I'm surprised the Martin Luther Greendale game.
The blowout.
Yeah, no, and it's over already.
Yeah, they must have started at the same time as
the Prairie.
Prairie, yeah, 6 o'clock tip or whatever.
Yeah, okay. All right, we're still waiting for the Trojans to come out. Park's already back on the floor.
This is technically a technical, but we'll see if they actually implement it or not. If your team's not out by the time the horn goes off, it is a technical, but maybe they were down there somewhere. I don't know. But it is on the host school to get them out on time.
All right, so the Trojans will have the first possession to start our second half here. So it'll be Roby inbounding. He inbounds to Fenner. And Fenner will take it across. Three-pointer, they can take the lead here. Fenner with the basketball. The give and go to Fenner is good. No, but they're going to wipe it out. They're going to wipe it out. Player control foul. Player control foul on Lockhart. Oh, now they changed it to Smith. That's his third. So here's the Panthers with it, with that two-point lead. Zara going with it now, goes down low to Moss. Moss inside, puts it up and scores. Jackson Moss with the two to make it 34-30. And what do we have here? I'm trying to see if Bradley Tech called a timeout, or I know the Park Panther fans want a technical for some reason. Shot!
I think their biggest complaint is they called it on a kid that wasn't even on the floor at the time, so a little bit confusing, but...
Well, that's why I called it the way I did.
They ruled it on number five.
And now they... Did they change it to...
No, so the scoreboard here puts up the points when they score, so that's where Jackson's 2 points overrides that foul on number five.
Okay.
Fenner does have 17 points so far here tonight for Bradley Tech, and leading the way for Park is Jackson Moss with 14. Yep.
And that's what they have up there. All right. A lot of disruption in this game by these officials.
Yeah, like you mentioned, pregame, a little bit of a head-scratcher, but just kind of shows where we're at with officiating.
All right, so the Trojans are going to inbound underneath their basket.
Now they might be actually giving it to four.
And there you go. There's the first comments from the fans. All right, the Trojans will inbound from the corner side. Fenner to inbound. And we're back underway here with 17:20 to go. Roby with the basketball, tries to go underneath, intercepted by Gwynn, down to Moss. And Moss scores, assisted by Cole Betker to make it 36-30. Here comes the Trojans now. Pass goes over to Lockhart. He goes down low to Fenner. Fenner almost out of bounds. Gave it up. And the rebound to Moss, and he's pushed out of bounds. Should stay with Park. That was McLeod that missed that bunny for the Trojans as Robinson gives it up. Oh, tried to hit Betker in the corner on the wing. Tried to set him up for that three-point attempt, and it goes out of bounds. It'll go back to the Trojans. 16:40 to go in our second half. As McLeod brought it across. Now gives it up to Smith. Now they go inside to Fenner. Fenner's shot is short, but it comes back to the Trojans. Now on a drive. Shot put up is good. By Smith for the Trojans. As Robinson comes across, 36-32. Now here's a shot from the corner that's airballed by Betker. And scoring there after getting the pass back was, again, his number two, who we don't have a name for. Nope, they say it was Lockhart. So 36-34, now scoring is Moss to make it 38-34, Park. 15:30 to go. They go down low, shot up is good again. By Jakari Smith to make it 38-36, Park. Robinson with the basketball, goes to Betker. Now they go down low. And the basket will not count. Moss will go to line to shoot two. That falls on Roby, his second. Team second. Shot up, no good by Gwynn. Put back is no good. And the rebound taken away. taken away by Moss. And now he'll go to the line to shoot two. He's 2 for 4. That falls on McLeod, his first, team third. So Moss at the line for two, being warned by John Purdy, the official. I think there was a little talking going on. First one up is no good. The line drive, no good. Second one up, line drive is good. Makes it 39-36. Park with a three-point lead. Roby takes it across. Passes across court to Fenner. Now they try to go down low. And now they bring it back out on top. Now down low to Fenner. See if he's going to try. He tries to penetrate. Puts up the shot. No good. Put back. No good. Next one. Good. Next one good by Smith to make it 39-38. Park. Now in the corner. The three-pointer is no good by Becker, but it comes back to Robinson. Robinson to Moss for two to make it 41-38. Racine Park, 14 minutes to go. Here's Roby with the basketball now. At the top of the key for the Trojans. He goes down low once again. The shot up is good by Smith. And once again, it's a one-point lead for Park. Gwynn goes over to Robinson. Moss, back to Robinson, now to Gwynn. Gwynn on the drive, and we got a foul coming up. It'll be on Lockhart. That's his first, team fourth.
Dick, while we got a second, Racine Lutheran is up 50-39 a minute into the second half.
Okay.
Nothing from St. Cats yet.
So Robinson the inbound. They cling to a one-point lead. Becker back to Gwynn to Robinson. Now they go across court to Becker. He didn't want to take the shot. Now Gwynn comes in, puts up a floater, and oh, it was in, out, in, out. But he'll go to the line to shoot two is Zari Gwynn. That falls on Fenner, his second, team fifth. First time for Zari. First one up, no good. And again, we talked about hitting free throws. One of my keys to the game for Park to win. Got to make those free throws. Second one up is good. 42-40. And, okay, we got a warning against the Bradley Tech coach, I believe. Being out of the box, I think, the coaching box. John Purdy just warned him. So the ball will be inbounded at the 13-minute mark. And it'll be Fenner. Gave it up now. Trying to go down low. They got posted down low. Now they bring it back outside. Now Robinson. Here's the shot up. That's in and out. No good. Gwynn gets the rebound. Gwynn comes down. Almost loses it. Comes inside now. Puts up a wild shot. That's no good. And Moss is down on the floor. and he's not getting up. Now he gets up. Hope it's not an ankle. So that foul was on Fenner, his third, team sixth. So they get it in, and Cole Betker scores to make it 44-40. 4-point lead again for the Park Panthers at the 12:30 mark. Now on the drive, Fenner kicks it back out. The three-pointer's no good, and it goes into the hands of Zari Gwynn. Zari Gwynn gives it to Cam Betker. Goes in the corner to Moss, back out on top to Gwynn. Gwynn now on a drive, back to Betker. His three-pointer, no good. Hit the ring, came back out. Coming all the way down, driving and scoring for the Trojans. Was Roby to make it 44-42, 11:50 to go. Now Betker. Back to Gwynn. His three-pointer is no good. And he's fouled, so he's going to go to the line to shoot three. That foul's on Lockhart, his second. He's two for two, Zari is. He'll get three this time. First one up is good. Makes it 45-42, 11:45 to go. Second one up, also good. And again, the winner of this game gets Greendale. If Bradley Tech would win, it'll be at Greendale. If Park wins, it'll be here. His third one is also good to make it 47-42. 5-point lead again. As Robio walk it across. Passes over to Fenner. Fenner now. Passes over to Lockhart, and Lockhart gives it up right away. On the drive is Roby. His shot up, no good. And Robinson picks it up, and somehow it's taken away, and they let it go. There's a shot that's no good. They're going to give the ball to Park, but there was a lot of physical play there. Could have called a foul. As the alley-oop was no good on the jam by the Trojans. And Gwynn came up with it. 47-42. Now they go in the corner to Gwynn. Back out to Robinson. Robinson goes across court to Freeman. Back to Betker. To Robinson. Gwynn for three. He'll hit it. Sorry, Gwynn with the three. To make it 50-42. An 8-point lead now for the Panthers. 10:40 to go. Fenner with the basketball. Pulls up, shoots. No good, but Smith is there to put it back to make it 50-44. Moss with the basketball now. Back to Robinson to Gwynn. He's going to try another one. That one's no good. And a rebound. To Fenner. Fenner being hassled. They get it down quickly. Now here's a three-pointer. That's no good. And they'll get McCain, I believe, for the foul. Ingram, they're going to call. Tough reading these numbers for Bradley Tech. Haven't mentioned it to our listeners, but very, very tough.
Black number on a black jersey outlined in purple.
Yeah. So Moss at the line. Shoot a 1-1. 3 for 6. And no good. And a rebound. They're going to get Robinson, I believe.
It's interesting. Team's first foul comes 10 minutes into the second half, but Park's already in the bonus.
Yep, first foul on Isaiah. 50-44. Park with the lead. We're under 10 to play now in the second half. The winner gets Greendale. Here's a turnaround shot. Three-pointer, that's no good. And the rebound to Robinson. Throws it down quickly to Gwynn. Gwynn comes inside with the floater. That's good. One-handed floater. Now Becker intercepts it. He'll come all the way down. He'll put it up. Can't get it to go. 52-40.